the train a-coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the dealer's honking. Don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord. Train to Jordan, picking up passengers coast to coast. Faith is the key. Open the doors and board 'em. There's hope for all among the loved and most.
Challenges of Faith radio program. I'm Gary McCann. Thank you for joining. I'd like to acknowledge God and our listeners. Late one night, a burglar had broken into a house that he thought was empty. He tiptoed through the living room, but suddenly froze in his tracks when a loud cry, "Jesus is watching you." Silence returned to the house. So the burglar moved forward again. "Jesus is watching you," the voice said loudly again. The burglar stopped dead in his tracks. He looked around frantically. Corner he spotted a bird cage, and in the cage was a parrot. "Was that you who said Jesus is watching me?" he asked. "Yes," said the parrot. The burglar breathed a sigh of relief. Then he asked the parrot, "What's your name?" "Clarence," said the bird. "That's a dumb name for a parrot," sneered the burglar. "Idiot named you Clarence. The same idiot who named the Rottweiler Jesus," the parrot replied. You know it was funny. Did you hear that 16 Christians killed by a suspected Al-Shabaab terrorist in Somalia? Did you hear about that? They were killed for spreading Christianity. You know, death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, and how one could be heaven bound eternally and not just temporarily and walking down here on earth. Did you hear that the Chipotle worker shot in dispute over Guatemala? Ponder that for a moment. You don't mind, do you? Could you imagine just trying to serve somebody for them to eat. And all of a sudden you find yourself being shot. What's wrong with this picture? Did you hear about the lady who was shooting random drivers on the Florida interstate because she claimed God, not the God of the scripture, told her via the solar eclipse to do it? Come on, ma'am. Did you hear about the DNA lab tests have been identifying the wrong dads, but kept selling them anyway? Officials at the Canadian DNA lab knew, by our knowledge, prenatal paternity tests were misidentifying babies' biological fathers, often ruling out the true dad, but continue to sell the test for more than $1,000, an investigation has found. Harvey Tenenbaum, the owner of Toronto-based Vanguard Acumetrics, admitted that the at-home test it was selling for nearly a decade was never that accurate. When speaking to an undercover CBC producer, the news station reports, "The tests were not that accurate, and we're leery of that test now," the 91-year-old told the producer, who was posing as a somewhat relational trust. And you don't think that happened in your country? Your country, your province, your village, my country, state, town, townships? Sure it does. Do you hear about the man that's suing 50 women, 50 of them, for $2.6 million after they called him a bad date in a viral Facebook group? What made him do that? Whatever made him do it, the man is suing. You hear about the California man that's, again, suing because they share negative stories about him on a "Are We Dating the Same Guy?" Facebook page, claiming their reviews were false and defamatory. The woman says that Stuart Lucas Murney is using a legal action to intimidate them, and they're asking the courts to slap him down. A judge in L.A. civil court ruled that one of the women, Vanessa Valdez, did nothing wrong by sharing her opinion of Murray with a popular online group. Sharing her opinion. What? You mean in the United States we can still share our opinion? As long as it's not defaming anybody? Did you hear about the Arizona lady that was caught pouring bleach into her husband's coffee, and now she pled guilty to attempting to poison him after suspicions that a lover set up Kim? Well, thank God they did set up that camera. But was this the first person she ever did it to? Did you hear that the President Biden's administration allowed immigrants to select X gender mark on citizenship application? Allowing immigrants applying for benefits to select X as their gender instead of male or female without supporting documentation, according to a recent update by the U.S. Citizen and Immigration Services. Did you hear about it? Excuse me. Trust. But remember, I'm all about relational trust. Did you hear about the mom that endured intensive chemo after terminal diagnosis that left her saying goodbye, only to find out that she never had cancer at all. I mean, ponder that. You don't have to be a mom. You don't have to be a lady. You can be a guy. You can be a dad. You don't have to be a parent. Melissa Monk, 39, from College Station, Texas. She went to a hospital in 2022. Now, you know it's 2024, but she went for stomach pain. And she suspected were related to kidney stones. And the test from the appointment revealed two kidney stones, but also flagged a mass on her spleen. Monk claims that the spleen was sent to three different pathology labs to be tested before finally being sent to a fourth lab, where it tested positive for a rare and terminal form of cancer. You know, the type of cancer that forms on the lining of blood vessels and lymph vessels, according to Mayo Clinic. And despite available treatment, it's considered to have poor prognosis regardless of age or gender. It was a blood vessel type of cancer found in the spleen, and she was told that the most optimistic thing that could happen within 15 months. But she said during this time was a dark time. She was distraught after the horrible news. And she eventually had to tell her husband and her two young children. And what happened after that was aggressive chemotherapy that those of you who are listening to may have previously undergone or undergoing or may undergo in the future. And so she was referred to a cancer hospital and had her first round of chemo last March. After losing all of her hair, she explained that she underwent a second round of therapy that left her vomiting and with silvery skin. She said it was a dark time. She was writing goodbye letters and letters to the grandchildren that she would never meet and the wedding she would never attend. Remember, she's 39. But at a routine appointment in April, she received even more shocking news that she had never had cancer in the first place, and the pathology report her doctor explained was wrong. Excuse me. Remember, I talk about relationships. I talk about every speck of the titles. It doesn't make a difference what your title happened to be temporarily. You can be wrong. What's your motive? Look at the people putting their trust in you and your title. Like the one we just talked about with those dads being identified wrongly. Did you hear about the ex-New York City Administration for Children's Services director escapes prison time after stealing Visa cards from needy kids? Did you hear about that? Well, did you? Did you hear about the lady? Now all of a sudden she's crying at her sentencing for killing her friend with eye drops and stealing her life savings. And thank God the judge didn't buy those tears, you know, crocodile tears. And they could have been genuine, but irrespective. What are you going to tell her friend that's 6 foot under? And speaking of being under, did you hear about the world's oldest man who died at 114 years of age? Do you know what he attributed his long life to? Do you know who he attributed it to? To loving God. You know what he said? He said, love God and always carry him in your heart. A relationship, a genuine relationship. Is a person in your life genuine? Are you genuine? You carry him in your heart? You carry her in your heart? Juan Vincente Perez Mora died in Venezuela. Just weeks shy of his 115th birthday. The Guinness World Records had confirmed it, awarding him the distinction on February 4, 2022, when he was 112 years of age and 253 days old. He knew, he had common sense enough to know who gave him life, who controlled his breathing every day, allowed him to wake up and go through the day and go to bed at night. Do you? Well, upcoming Sunday morning, how will Esther safeguard the Jewish people as a whole? How's she going to do it? I know you've been following along. And then Sunday evening, authors Zion Lester and her father. New book out, Zion Learns to See. We're talking about homelessness. We're talking about those who are helpless. We're talking about those who are hurting. We're talking about those who are walking around hopeless. No matter how difficult the road may seem, keep walking with faith and you'll reach your destination. No matter how hopeless things appear. Remember what Proverbs talked about? Chapter 3, verse 5 through 6. I know you're going to write it down. Trust in the Lord. Not these people with titles. Not that man, that woman, that man that's in your life. Not whoever comes to your heart and mind. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not into your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him. He'll direct your path. You know it's true. Come on now, you know it's true.